We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, 8:50 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Day 13 of Sedgwick County stay-home order. The county now has 108 COVID-19 cases, 747 across Kansas. Remains of a toddler missing nearly a month recovered from Little Walnut River near Leon in Butler County. President Trump says supplies must get to hotspots in the pandemic. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in Wichita, right now, traffic volume's fairly light, and so we're seeing traffic moving right along out there. And the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, unsettled at the low end. I'm seeing right around $1.52 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 59. Tuesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 80. Now a cloudy sky, south wind gushing to 28 miles per hour and 59 degrees. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that Americans in overwhelming numbers are actively avoiding others as much as possible and taking additional steps to protect themselves from the coronavirus. 94% of Americans say they are staying away from large groups, while 86% say they are avoiding other people as much as possible. Both numbers reflect a dramatic increase from just a few weeks ago. Poll also finds half of Americans are now extremely or very worried that they or a family member will be infected by the virus. That's up from 31% in mid-March. Stocks on Friday, a down day. The Dow closing down 360 points. NASDAQ down to 114 and the S&P down 38. Local lenders dealing with the payroll protection. That's editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, big day for lenders, commercial lenders in the area. Wichita area lenders making quick preparations before Friday's rollout of the government's $350 billion payroll protection program. Chief Commercial Lending Officer at Intrust Bank, Dan Hines, says it's been all hands on deck for the past 2 weeks. Equity Bank CEO Brad Elliott said application forms were given to lenders at 10:56 Thursday night. He says Equity plans to lend from $185 million to $500 million as part of the program. K-State School of Engineering has a new dean. Matthew O'Keefe will begin the new job July 13th. He's leaving Ole Miss, where he was executive director of the school's Center of Manufacturing Excellence. He was also a professor of chemical engineering. K-State has 3,400 undergrads in the engineering school and 400 graduate students. And Dean Newton has been named the new president and CEO of Delta Dental of Kansas. Newton's been with the company for 15 years. He became managing director in 2013, takes over from Michael Herbert. He retired in January after 6 years in those roles. Delta Dental is the state's largest dental benefits provider with 900,000 customers, gross annual revenues of $325 million. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, let's mention a couple of birthdays today. Ken Soboski's having a birthday.
Ken, Professor Ken.
Well, the political science professor at Wichita State University for so many years. Happy birthday, Ken. And who else is having a birthday? Somebody we know is having a birthday.
Bucky Walters.
Bucky Walters.
Bucky Walters.
Well, I'll tell you what. How many times have I seen you and Bucky on stage with those dance steps that you guys mastered together? And a couple of, it's like watching Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly up there when you guys.
Absolutely. And Ted thrown in there. Ted's a better dancer than I am.
Yeah,
that's for
there
sure.
You go. Okay.
Yeah, Bucky's 81 today.
81.
Happy birthday, Buck.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, just a couple of quick notes here about the weekend. When Shelley and I stayed home almost all weekend, but we did patronize a couple of our local restaurants, Bill, for carryout.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friday night, we went to Savoots, our second Friday in a row to go there, and had a great Pete whipped up something good for us, and some chopped sirloin and baked potato, and Shelley had the fish and
nice.
A nice salad, so that was good. And then Saturday night, we saw Kevin up at Stroud's in the north part of town.
Oh, wow.
And went up
yeah.
to see him in Stroud's. Oh, I'll tell you what, that chicken fried chicken with the gravy and the potatoes and the green beans, whoo.
I don't know how you beat it.
You can't. There's just no way. But anyway, no. These are the guys, the people we want to patronize if we can as things go along and hope that this impact will not be too great on all those folks who've done, you know, small business in this area for so many years, and we want to support them as much as we can.
Important to support them.
All right. So I know you're not getting out much, but are you entertaining yourself, or is Gretchen?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, working. It seems like work never stops. There's always something breaking. Yesterday we had breaking news with the Boeing decision to stop production indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're waiting on Spirit to let us know what they're going to do. Okay. We assume they're going to do the same thing.
All right.
So.
Going
but
all
it's
the time.
Just breaking news all over the place.
All right. Hey, listen, coming up here in Rush Limbaugh today. Of course, he's on from 11 to 2 here on KNSS. The guest host today will be Mark Stein. And then tomorrow, Rush is going to be back Mike's side. So
there you go.
Yeah. That's going to be good. That's coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. And at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the latest news. Of course, the Kansas virus case is now number 747. So that's coming up. Here at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock news here on KNSS. All right, thanks, guys. Thank you for listening out there. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita, 59 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.